Company of One, episode number 56.
Welcome to the Company of One podcast featuring Dale Callahan, dedicated to helping you find freedom in life and with your career. Learn how to not only increase your income, but take control of the income you acquire. Let's ignite that inner entrepreneur in you. Now, welcoming your host, Dale Callahan.
And welcome to the show. Today we're going to deal with that common question we get in terms of new business startup. And this is especially a business startup question for those of you starting on the side, trying to sell something on information, and in particular, if you're selling something online. Do I need a business license to sell my products online? Now, this may be, when we say online business, we're talking about everything from selling information products to selling products that you might sell online via Amazon, via eBay, via other sources, or just you have a website up there and you're shipping stuff to people. Either way, you have an online store as opposed to what we might call a storefront, such as what you might find in a strip mall or in a mall. So, do you need a business license to do that? Common question I get. We're going to jump right into that. But before we do, one of the places you find questions like this and so many questions like this answered in more detail, probably, but not that this one's going to need a lot more detail, but is the Discover the Entrepreneur in You. It's the product that I've just re-released. That's a product that we put out a couple of years ago doing a webinar. Over a series of webinars. I mean, it was 8 hours of content of just raw, getting started. And it's not all the theory of getting started. It's the hardcore. Let's just get down to it. Let's get started in business. Let's not overthink it. Let's get moving. And so that's what that product is, and it will help you decide what you want to do, decide what kind of business you want to go in, evaluate your business, do the first things first. And speaking of first things first, one of the first things to not do is get a business license. Now, I'm going to say this not because of my own protecting of myself. Let me say that differently. I'm not a lawyer. I don't practice any kind of law. And so this question, not really a legal question. The business license, it kind of might come under the domain of lawyers sometimes, especially if things go wrong. But essentially, a business license is either your city, your county, or parish, or your state, or whatever it is that you're under. The many entities besides the federal is things vary widely. So people get caught up in trying to get a business license. I mean, people really and truly get buried in trying to get a business license. I have seen some friends of mine recently, or some clients of mine recently. They just would not get off dead center. They spent weeks and weeks waiting to get a business license. And their logic was, well, I work from this hour to this hour and I can't go investigate. And they felt the need to go to every county, every city, everywhere that they might do business to do it. I mean, that probably months is more like what it took them to get this done. And they're an online business. So I'm going to kind of give you this instead of being from a lawyer, this is pragmatic advice. Now, obviously, I will say, and I'm going to say this in the end, if this is something that worries you, then just go call your attorney and do it. Spend the money, do it. Don't, if this is something that's going to bother you, just do it. Just call and get your license. So let me just give you the main point here. Do you need a business license or not? For an online business, the answer is no. No. Now, there's exceptions to the no, but generally the answer is no. You don't need to get a business license. I don't care what city you're in. I don't care what you're doing. I mean, for the fact of the matter is, a couple of things. Number one, if you go down to the city or the state or the county and ask them, they probably don't know what the heck you're doing. I've had that experience where I'm trying to explain to them and they're trying to figure out what license I fit under because they're determined if I ask that I need to pay. Second thing is, you don't, just because you don't get your license doesn't mean that you might not need one, but that might show up later. That's a fairly easy thing to deal with. So let's just for the almost every state, almost every county, city, whatever, to sell information products, books, videos, audios, any kind of information, you do not need a license. I mean, this is the law in most places. You do this. There's no license for it. And as a matter of fact, if you go down and ask, they're not going to know what to do with you. Or you're selling homemade products. Maybe you're making quilts, or you're, because again, an information product is very often a homemade product. Then you probably do not need a license. Now, if you're importing something from China or something, other things that you might have some things to do, but still, I'd say the rule of thumb is the license is not your issue. Imports, tariffs, various other things that you've got to put up with to legally import. It's not a business license issue. It may be a customs issue if you're the importer. There's other issues that you may have. You have to understand a business license is just this. It gives you a permit to do business in your city. And what it's generally made for is I have a storefront. People are walking in and out of my business. I've recently found out if you have rental property in some businesses, they want a business license. I don't know if that's true of all, but you're having physical presence in the city. And there's some reasons for the license, such as if you're operating a store out of your home and you have cars driving in and out, the licensing structure would keep you say, no, you can't do that in most places, subject to certain things. So that's generally the answer here is going to be no, you do not need a business license. So if I was going to sell information products and things like that, I would not be jumping out here looking for a business license. But let me give you a couple of exceptions that could be out there. If you're selling something that's a regulated industry, and what's regulated might be different in your area than in my area. In Colorado, marijuana is legal. I guess it's regulated. So if I was selling something online related to that in marijuana in Colorado, I don't know what you would need. I mean, because that's kind of a weird, that's an anomaly. But for a particular place that you might find regulated industries is if you're selling healthcare alternatives, vitamins, medicines, or something like you're selling to the healthcare industry. Maybe not. Regular. And again, it depends. Just because you're selling something like a vitamin supplement doesn't mean it's going to be regulated, doesn't mean you're going to need a license. But again, there's other things, because if you're selling food and stuff like that, you sometimes need those kind of things. Food's another one. But very often, again, what you need is not the license, it's some food permit or something else like that. And I'll tell you a great way to know the answer if you are in these exceptions. Find somebody who sells something like you do in your area and go ask them, that's been doing it for a while. I mean, there's no better way to find out the answer. One phone call to a guy or a gal who's been doing business in your domain for a couple of years could save you a lot of grief. Because what you want to do is avoid running around from city hall to county, trying to find out where these places are. And if you're the person who's working full time, you don't have a lot of time to burn to do this. My gut reaction to business license is this: don't worry about it. Now, I'll tell you why I don't worry about it. Because I'm going to tell you what you should do first instead. People have this weird idea that when you start a business, when I get that license and hang the license on the wall, maybe I get an LLC or get some kind of S-Corp or get some kind of corporation-based issue, that at that moment I'm in business. I'm telling you, at that moment, all you've done is you've spent money. You're not in business until you've sold product, until you've sold a service, until you've exchanged service for money. That's when you become a business. Now, you may argue that point, but I'm sorry. You see so many businesses that have got the license, got the LLCs. They spent thousands of dollars maybe in legal fees and running around town fees, and they've never sold anything, and they never will. Because in their mind, they're a business now, but they have no customers. And a business with no customers is called broke. Don't be broke. Go out instead and do the first thing first. Figure out, go back and listen to the last episode where we talked about, you know, how to determine if your business is valid. But go out and sell something. Create a product and sell it. There's no better way to know if you have this is the real test of a viable market. Sell something. If you sell something and all of a sudden people are beating at your door and you happen to know you have something that might be a regulated industry and you're like, wow, people are beating at my door. Maybe I better check this out. Fine. That's okay. You can make mistakes, even if the case is that you should have had a license. Usually they're not going to come throw you in jail, right? That's not the game here. I have had a business for multiple years that sells online products. It has no business license. It has an LLC behind it, and that's for other reasons, but it doesn't have a business license. I don't think it needs one. If they came and knocked on my door tomorrow and said, Dale, you should have had a business license, then okay, well, fine. We'll buy a business license. Now, I have had that happen. Just so you know, what if you're wrong? What if you're wrong? I have rental property in a city and had it, and it had been a property that we owned, and we moved out of it, and we started renting it. And the city sent me a letter and said, hey, you've been renting this for 2 years now, and you don't have a business license. And the only reason the city knew about it, by the way, is because people are coming under and getting, you know, turning on the water and things like that in their name, and they could tell that it was rental property. And I had it listed as rental property with the waterworks and stuff like that that were owned by the city. So they sent me this letter and it said, you owe $100 for each year. So it's 2 years and a $10 fine for not having the fee. Right? That $10 to pay that $10 fine was worth more than me wasting my time going down there messing with it. And that's how most stuff works. Now, let me just tell you, if you are in business and you're in the United States of America, you are violating some rule. Somebody's, and maybe stupid rules, maybe valid rules, but you're violating some rules because there's so much regulation of industry. There's so many rules, and oftentimes they conflict with each other. People in the large industries, they can tell you, they spend a lot of time dealing with what's called regulatory matters. The government regulates them, and half the time what one government agency says is opposing to what another government agency says. And so you just have to make your best stab at it and say, I'm going to do everything up front that I know to do. And when somebody tells me I did it wrong, I'll say, okay, I won't do that again. And until they become in conflict, and then that's another battle, such as two agencies tell you different stories, which is not unusual. So, look, if this is what you need to do, if you're going to start a business, you just need to go out. Don't worry about a license. Go out and make it happen. Get some money, and then if it worries you, go check on it. Because generally, a business license is a one-year issue. So it's 2014 now when I'm recording this. If I start a business, start selling some products, realize it's going well, sometime this year, I need to go buy a business license. Right? That's what you need to. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You don't have to go do all these kind of things. And we're talking online businesses. If you were opening a restaurant or something like that, you probably needed even to get your permit to open. But that's another animal. We're talking online businesses. So now, if you cannot sleep at night worrying about this, number one, you probably might want to think about starting a business. But just if that's your situation, you just can't make this first move because you're worried about it and you're researching it on Google, then call an attorney and say, okay, I'm going to be selling products online. What is the bare minimum I need to survive as a business? Tell me. Do I need a business license? Do I need an LLC? And it may cost you $300, it may cost you $1,000. It depends on the attorney. And the city may cost you $100 or $200 or $50 or whatever. Be ready to spend some money. But if that's what keeps you awake at night before you can start your business, again, it's just an expense of doing business, then just do it. But don't worry about it. But generally speaking, my answer is do the business first. Worry about all this later. Because until you have a viable business, in other words, product selling, money being made, you don't have a business. So, again, you'll find more of this information in the Discover the Entrepreneur in You, the downloadable product with MP3s and audio, 8 hours of content plus of getting you started in your business endeavor. Again, thank you for listening to the show, and I would ask that you would go and rate us on iTunes. Go find iTunes. There's a link in the show notes. Show notes are dellekellehan.com/56.